Stacey, I think it's time we had the talk.
What are you? Okay. Let's have the talk. What are you?
The talk, yeah. Stacey, about bonds.
Okay. The bond market is confusing and terrible and counterintuitive. And the only good thing about the bond market is that it sounds like James Bond and you can make James Bond puns. That's it. Everything else is confusing and really difficult.
I'm sorry. This is where we part company, Stacey. Because
okay.
My personal belief is the bond market is awesome. It is the answer to everything. It
is
your enemy
and
everything. Your friend. It is the distillation of humanity.
To which I answer, dun-dun, dun-dun, dun-dun-dun.
Anyway,
okay.
We have to have the talk.
We have to, okay, we will have
about
the talk.
Bonds.
We will have the talk about bonds. Okay, here we go. This is going to be my best shot at explaining the bond market.
Okay.
So, a bond is a kind of loan. The government is constantly borrowing from the public by selling bonds called treasuries to investors. This is one of the main ways the government makes money. Short-term bonds, which the government will pay back in less than a year, are called bills, treasury bills. And they come with a low interest rate. Notes are medium-term loans, and they come with a slightly higher interest rate because you're lending your money to the government for a bit longer, so they pay you a little bit more. And the longest-term debt, where the government borrows for up to 30 years and pays the most interest, these are called treasury bonds.
And the interest rate that the government pays on these bonds or notes or bills is often referred to as the yield. And the yield changes all the time as bonds are traded by investors in the secondary market, and the government sells new bonds at auctions to the public.
That was really good. Okay.
Well, I'm glad you liked that.
No, that was really simple and nice.
In that case.
Yeah.
I'm Patty Hirsch.
And I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith. And this is The Indicator, where every day we tell you a story about the economy.
And today, that story is brought to you by the 10-year Treasury note.
Yes.
Investors have been seized by the fear that the yield on the 10-year could soon rise to 3%.
Dun, dun, dun.
That is today's indicator, 3%. And it could wreak havoc on the economy.
You could say that 3% is the new bond villain.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from State Farm, helping Americans who struggle with their finances by giving them the tools, help, and education they need to take control of their money. Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
The 10-year Treasury note is a big deal because it's used as a kind of a benchmark for all sorts of other loans, like mortgages. It's also used as a kind of forecast for the economy.
And right now, pundits and money managers are freaking out about the yield on the 10-year Treasury. It has been hanging out just below 3% for a while, and people are worried that if it goes to 3% or higher, it could hurt the economy.
They think all hell is going to break loose.
This is Marilyn Cohen. She's the president and owner of Envision Capital Management in Los Angeles, and she invests exclusively in bonds.
It doesn't matter who you listen to as far as an economist or a bond guy, or an equity person. They all think we're going to go to and through a 3%. Okay, fine. Bring it on. And let's get it over with.
Okay, so let's look this bond villain squarely in the face. What is the big deal about 3%? It means that if you buy, $100 worth of 10-year treasury notes, the government has to pay you $3 a year for a decade, $30 in all. So you give them $100, you get back $130. Does not sound like that much.
Except the government is borrowing a lot right now, like roughly $13 trillion. That's a lot of money.
Dun, dun, dun.
So even a small increase in interest rates gets really expensive. And there's a knock-on effect as rates rise.
What is it that people are worried that will happen if we go to 3%?
I think it will probably sting some of the people that are on variable rate, mortgages. But they've had it made in the shade for so many years. They knew that the day of reckoning would come. So I, for one, don't look at it as the doom and gloom that so many do.
And there's this psychological effect as well if the 10-year treasury went to or through 3%, because investors might get spooked and, they might want to get rid of all of their bonds.
I mean, I think a lot of people worry that we might be seeing a sell-off in bonds coming, right? That people will start selling these bonds like crazy.
And I have heard that now for the last 10 years. It is like the refrain. It's the chorus in the background. And even when we were down to, 2% on the 10-year, there was still a long appetite.
I hear a lot of people kind of pointing at China and saying, oh my gosh, you know, we're in this trade spat. Let's not call it a war just yet, but this trade spat with China. And there's a concern that because China owns so much U.S. debt, they might start selling off a lot of these 10-year bonds, and then you'll start to see something crazy happening. I mean, do you think that's a possibility?
It is a possibility. If they really want to kick us when we're down, take the oxygen out of the room, they can easily, not necessarily sell, but stop buying and just allow their securities to roll off. That's one scenario how they can really beat us up. And it would hurt.
How would that actually hurt us?
Because our rates would go up. The auctions, our auctions are huge now because of our deficits. And who's going to show up at the auction? Well, somebody will show up to buy the bonds, but it has to be the right yield, meaning the right price. And if you've got one of the big buyers out of that equation, because the two biggest holders are China and Japan. So let's say China says, okay, we're pulling back. You've got that big buyer that's not going to be there. It's going to take significantly higher rates to get that money invested.
What do you think, what would be the downside to China if it did start either sell U.S. bonds or stop buying U.S. bonds in the future?
Number one, where would they put their reserves? If they decide that they're going to, you know, sprinkle it around, they're going to make significantly less on that money. Hundreds of basis points less. And if the Chinese know anything, it's how to make money, whether it's trade, whether it's manufacturing, whether it's investing. So they would have a huge opportunity cost.
Right. So they don't want to buy low-yielding assets. They mm-hmm. want to buy things that are actually going to give them a good return and be safe as well.
Right. Because if you compare and contrast where our 5-year treasuries are, where our 10-year treasuries are versus everybody else, We're the yieldiest market out there.
Marilyn doesn't think we're in for a kind of big bond sell-off by China or anyone else for that matter. But that doesn't mean that the yield on the 10-year won't break 3%. That will happen sooner or later, she says. But that doesn't bother her at all.
I could care less. I have been waiting for higher rates and keeping my client portfolios and my own portfolio very short duration and short maturity.
Over the last 10 years, we've seen this great recovery in the stock market, which is great if you're an investor who buys shares.
Yes.
But if your money's in bonds, like Marilyn's clients, it's been a very tough decade. Interest rates have been super low for a super long time.
And this has been particularly hard on older people, because as people age, investment advisors usually steer them away from risky, volatile stocks and into safe, boring bonds. And they get a guaranteed income, but low interest rates have slowed that income to really a trickle.
My clients live on their income. It's not like the wealthy super prima donnas, you know, the billionaires. They live on this income. It supplements their Social Security and their pension. And, you know, living on 2% like they have or 3% in corporates has been a killer. So I look at it as, you know, a little short-term pain for hopefully a lot of gain.
There is a reason that the yield on the 10-year Treasury note, in fact, all Treasuries, has been so low for so long. It's because the economy has needed interest rates to be low in order to recover.
So if the 10-year yield does hit 3%, it means not only that people invested in bonds will get paid more, it's an indication, actually, that the economy is doing better. So not a cause for concern, in other words, but a reason to break out the bubbly.
I never need a reason to break out the bubbly.
Oh.
Dun-dun, dun-dun, dun-dun-dun. 3%. The percent with the Midas touch.
Jesus.
Support for The Indicator and the following message come from State Farm, helping Americans who struggle with their finances by giving them the education, help, and tools they need to take control of their money. Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
This is Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We do long-form interviews with the people behind the best books, pop culture, journalism, and more, so you can get to know the people whose work you love. You'll find Fresh Air on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.